Welcome everybody, November 2nd, 2010, moving right into the fall season, into the winter. A lot of retrogrades in the sky affecting us with really going deep into ourselves in this Scorpio time of year. One thing that's going on is we do have... Okay, is there somebody that needs to mute? Is there somebody that needs to mute? Thank you. Okay, thank you. We have a 20-year cycle that has to do with the north node of the moon joining with Pluto. So this is going to be a lot of really deep inner work going into the underworld where people hide their shadows and also hide their power. So this is, as we go into Scorpio and into the depths of winter, we're going deep into the earth, deep into the shadow, deep into unconscious patterns. And this is a very powerful influence. It's going to bring up deep feelings for people. So people may have strong experiences of something that seems familiar to them, but yet it needs to be broken up and expand to make room for what's coming, to make room for the new, to make room for the ascension frequencies. And this is one of the main influences that we're going to be affected by, very intense experiences of something that people feel is restricting them. The north node of the moon has to do with what's new, what we're creating, and what we're co-creating in this group and many other people around the planet is we're co-creating life in the fifth dimension. We're anchoring in that grid. What's the frequency beyond 3D, beyond 4D? What's the frequency of ascension? And how do we really hold that frequency? And to be able to hold that frequency, also that form, so to speak, we need to have all of our power available for this grand ultimate destiny purpose. So wherever on the planet, whether it's people individually or whether it's planetarily, structures that don't work, those shadow pieces that really need to be turned from shadow to power, shadow to consciousness, shadow to having those abilities and those energies available to work with, that's really what's happening right now. And we're going to be moving through this for a long time. The north node is creating what's new. The south node is what's familiar. It's what we already know. So the north node has to do with being wisdom, moving into actually being wise elders that are able to see what's here for the good of all. What do we need to do for the good of all? Where's the wisdom? So if there's things or addictions that people or institutions that are holding the lower frequencies, or as I said, in individual people, addictions that somebody might have, then that's what's coming to the surface to be broken up. It was interesting. There was a lady on the radio last night talking about aspartame, which is like Splenda, you know, the artificial sweeteners, which there's all kinds of documented scientific evidence how terrible those are for you. And that's an example of people, and it's highly addictive, so that's why I brought it up. It's an example, and there was a person talking about it last night, that this is a highly addictive substance, and it's not known by most people. Probably everybody on this call knows about it, because you guys are all pretty health conscious. But there's a lot of people, say, in general, that don't realize how damaging it is for the physical body and how addictive it is to be taking these artificial sweeteners, which really have to do with breaking down the body and causing all kinds of problems and basically leading to things like blindness and all kinds of things that I don't really even want to talk about. So we're going to counsel clear delete that. But what's important is that these addictions that are damaging to people need to be brought into awareness, and that's the influence that we have right now. And as these lower frequency addictions that sap the power, sap those energies that we need to create with. They're being loosened and freed up with this north node of the moon aspecting Pluto. So it's a time for wisdom. It's a time for guidance. It's a time for discrimination and awareness. Oh, yes. It would be more powerful, the wisdom, the elders, the time to looking, becoming the elder yourself, and for people to recognize who they can trust as an elder. And that's another addiction. People, the addiction of people putting themselves in position of power and then abusing the power of the position and people looking to them for guidance. And, you know, today's an election day. So this is an especially pivotal day in the U.S. to really get aware of this dynamic. It's time to become aware of who the wise elders are that can guide people. People need guidance that can make conscious decisions, decisions that are for the good of all, the good of the planet, the good of consciousness. So it's an especially poignant day to become aware of that dynamic, which is illustrated by this north node of the moon conjunct with Pluto. We are in Scorpio right now, and we have a lot of Scorpio dynamics going on, besides the fact that we are in the sign of Scorpio at the moment. We've got the sun in Scorpio, obviously, from October 22nd through November 21st, but we also have Venus in Scorpio, Mercury in Scorpio, and Mars in Scorpio. So Scorpio deals with issues of power, but it's the underworld. And relating to what we've been working with, the nine dimensions that the transmissions from the Mayan shamans that have been coming through to us, the masters, the Scorpio power would relate to getting way down to the depths of 1D, the first dimension, which is the iron core crystal of the Earth. So whatever energy needs to be freed up and become crystallized, that's what's happening right now. So we've talked a lot, we've worked a lot with the crystalline frequencies and the planet of the center of the Earth, the center of the planet, and holding that form of crystallization. So whatever is not yet crystallized, whatever is still carbon-based, needs to be focused on, pressurized, brought into awareness so that the carbon can become crystallized. And that's the 1D, the first dimension. And the reason we need to become the crystalline frequency, we need that crystalline energy, we need to become crystallized so that we can hold all these forms, we can hold all the nine dimensions. And the key to becoming a co-creator being is the ability to hold the form of creation. So when you think about whatever creation you see around you, it has a particular form. You know, you look around, you're maybe sitting on the floor in a chair. That's a particular form. So as a creator being, the most important quality is how much can you hold the form of creation that you're wanting to bring through? How crystallized is your aura? How crystallized are your nine bodies? So that no matter what happens, if you're thrown in a fire, you're not just a piece of charcoal that's going to burn up. You have to become like a diamond no matter what happens to you. You're able to hold that form. And that's the power of what we're moving into, the power of becoming a co-creator, that we can hold the form of fifth dimension and below and beyond so that we can actually have this frequency here on planet Earth. And that's really what's being tested right now. What's being tested is how well anybody, you know, whether it's us in the group or, you know, people around us or anybody on the planet, who can actually hold the form of those higher frequencies when, you know, the fires of hell are burning all around us. That's the the depth that we're going through. That's the test that we're going through. That's the Scorpio energy that we're going through. The second dimension is the telluric realm that the shamans gave us, 2D. And the second dimension is coming, bringing these fires, after the fires of purification have burned through the dross, burned through the addiction, burned through the fluff. Now we're crystallized. Now we can rise up and walk on the earth, being in tune with the earth. And this is where we move into being in tune with the earth, where we become aware of what's healthy, what's not healthy, what's going to you know, give me the power in my physical body to keep moving forward. And that was my reference to what was on the radio last night, of just people becoming more aware, and it's, as opposed to being lied to about these additives in food. People are talking about it. Hey, this isn't good for you. This is causing damage. This is, you know, a GMO, a genetically modified food. So there's more and more information coming out about health issues, how we're being affected by things, foods, additives that are impure, that aren't good for us. So this is holding the form of the sacred on the earth. What's healthy? What's healthy for nature? What's healthy for habitat, for animals, all those kinds of things. So we move into 2D, the telluric realm. So Scorpio pressurizes us, and then we can move up to 2D into holding the form of living on the earth in a way that's sacred, living on the earth that promotes the higher frequencies. We're moving out of this shadow, this dancing with the shadow, this moving into this shamanic journey in the underworld, you know, out of the Halloween season, the Day of the Dead, letting go of what no longer serves you. And so this is just really a time to move into that shadow energy and allow that, whatever pain of the past has come up for you, this is a good time to let go of that pain, let go of that suffering. And this has to do with really moving into what actually love is, because Venus is in a retrograde transit. So it's like really crystallizing what love is, what the higher frequency of the fifth dimension and beyond is that we're holding the form for as we become more and more crystallized as beings in 3D. And it's never been available before that the blueprint of being in 3D and an ascended being and connected with all the nine dimensions has been available on the planet. But with the prayers of Gaia herself, she has asked for the creator beings that helped create the world we live in now to hold that blueprint, to extend that blueprint to us where we can actually hold the frequency of 3D and not have to go through a physical death, so to speak, but we can bring so much light into our physical bodies that we can hold all the frequencies of the nine dimensions spun and activated by the tenth dimension, which is the Kundalini, and that we can be spinning light and connecting with our physical bodies, and that we move into ascension rather than a death pattern. So it's a really big time with the Scorpio energy, with the Halloween energy, with these retrogrades. The biggest imprint that is really up for release is the death imprint. And if you've ever read any of Leonard Orr's books, he calls it a habit. He calls it a death imprint. The death is a habit. So it's just something to look at. The culture teaches everybody, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be born, you're going to, you know, whatever, go through these stages. This is ultimately around a certain age, and you may have some age in your mind or you may not. Your physical body's going to just die. Well, we're clearing. The biggest thing we need to clear now during the Scorpio energy is the death imprint. And so go ahead, and I'm going to keep talking, and we're going to chant in a minute, but with our clearing, so you know how to do clear the midline. So with your right hand, fingers pointing forward, your arm above your crown chakra, down your midline, all the way down to your root chakra, your feet to the center of the earth. Right now, we're just going to clear the midline for the clearing the death imprint to make room for more life, to make room for the consciousness, the blueprint, anchoring in the blueprint that we can bring so much light into our physical bodies that we're moving into being ascended beings and we're not at the effect of the death imprint. So just breathe. Okay, that's good. I feel the energy clearing. You're not just clearing it for yourself, but this is a powerful group. We're anchoring in this blueprint of this ascended light on the planet. Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, you're so powerful. Good, good, good. And breathe with that and just allow that light to flood in. So this is an example of, good, okay, that's good. You can just breathe into that. You don't need the clearings. Okay, the clearing's continuing, and I'm asking the ascended masters and the angels to clear away that frequency. Good, good, good. Excellent. Okay, good. All right, they're just saying breathe in. Breathe in, if you can, lift one or both arms above your head. They're giving me some guidance right now. Squeeze your root, lift up on your diaphragm, and exhale and just shake it out, just to the extent that you can, holding your phone or whatever, just let your body shake, because remember, when you shake, you repattern your nervous system, like when animals get scared and you'll see them shake. So right now, it's just there. Okay, just shaking, and they're also suggesting that in the mornings or whenever you can, sometime, just put on a little music and just, like, for the next, at least while we're in Scorpio and beyond that, if you want to, just put on a little music and just allow your body to shake, because they're saying that this release that we just did, they want to really allow it to integrate into the field and the field of your physical body and to shake every morning. At least through Scorpio, which is November 21st, and if you would want to do it for 40 days, that would be the guidance to do this shaking and breathing in the morning. Clear your midline first, like we just did, and then move into shaking, and then and breathing in the light, and breathing in the idea that you're going to move into ascension and releasing this imprint. Okay, wow, I just felt my third eye open up. Okay. Yeah, so you're going to get that vision in your third eye, and it's going to shoot out, and that's what I'm experiencing right now. And this is another important calibration that's happening during this Scorpio, the power of this Scorpio energy right now. And here's the calibration, is that addictions, people that have addictions, so this is information for you and people that you might work with or be around, but it's just important information that Yogi Bhajan is wanting me to talk about right now, that people's addictions are held in their lower three chakras, and what we work on with anchoring in these higher frequencies in the light of the Kundalini energies is to have our identification of who we are self-identified to be at our third eye. So the suggestion is after we do the clearing with the shaking to, and we're going to do it right now, so you're going to go ahead and inhale and pull your root and bring the energy up. Focus on your third eye and project light out your third eye. And as you project your light out your third eye, you're becoming identified with the ascension frequencies as opposed to identified with any addictions that may need to be released. And as you do this for yourself, you're also anchoring in this blueprint on the planet, because we've been creating, adding energy to the grid, the Flower of Life grid, and we're connected to that grid. So after the shaking, so do that. So you're going to inhale, project light out your third eye, move into the ascension frequencies, merge with that, the masters that are waiting for you, the angels. Good, and then just exhale and relax in your body and just let the light flood your body. And they're also saying that this will release disease, that it's the identification with the lower chakras that keeps people in a diseased state. So this is moving the energy up from the depths of the iron core crystal, 1D into 2D, the telluric realm, into the physical and beyond. Good, good, good. beautiful. So just keep deep breathing, activate that as you bring your breath all the way down to your belly and allow your hips to move in a slight spinal flex. And become aware after you do your shaking, just to move into the moving your hips, moving the spinal flex, activating the first three chakras so they're circulating through the body. Good. And then after that, they're saying walk every day. So that's the guidance we just got to clear the imprint as we do. Clear the midline. Shaking. Bring the energy up from the root to the third eye, projecting light out the third eye. Then moving the kundalini with spinal flex or standing and dancing, and then take a walk. So that's the guidance we're getting today. This is a big, this is like huge. This whole like death habit is huge, breaking that up. So they're thanking us for getting conscious about this and adding energy to break it up. Good, good, good. Okay, all right, that's excellent, excellent. Good. We have a new moon coming up on Friday, so this is a good time to anchor in your intentions on Friday and anchor in your, and they're saying anchor in your intention to bring this light ascension, breaking the death habit energy, especially on Friday. That's a good intention to have, to be filled with, and to be fill that with your breath of life. They're saying, right, Yogi Bhajan saying, remember, each breath is the breath of life and the breath of light. So he's using both words like he always does, and he puts them together. So he's saying, life is light, and like death is like darkness, like death of the physical body, it become, with each breath, become lighter and lighter. So he's reminding us to breathe in light, and so that each of our cells becomes regenerated in the light. So that's very beautiful right now. Okay, good. So just go ahead and anchor in this breath all the way from your toes up to your third eye, your crown chakra, and back down. Let it run through you, and we're going to move into our meditation. Closing the door of my door is open to let the warmth in, just in case any cars come by. So just go ahead and breathe that in here. The masters are with us. Yogi Bhajan is with us, I'm hearing. Beautiful. Yeah, the energy's opening up. Powerful day. Powerful day during this Scorpio energy. Get to the depths. Okay, so bring the chant all the way up your chakras, remembering that the ah opens the heart chakra, and as we chant the ra ma, with each of the ah pull up on the root and up on the diaphragm, which opens the heart, roll the shoulders up and back, pull the elbows back, palms forward, and that's going to open up your heart so your heart energy can go right into your vision, your third eye, your love, up the top of your head and back down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Exhale. Open up to the Ma energy, to the Mother, the life-giving force of the Mother. The life-giving force of the Ma, the Mother, let the life flood your body, flood your thoughts, new life, new birth. And exhale, let it go, let it go, let it go. And I'm going to chant Sat Nam to close this particular energy field so we can talk again. And you can chat with me, but you don't need to unmute until after the Sat Nam. Okay, so inhale. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. And inhale. Exhale, and now I'm being guided to do a call for beings that have crossed over that are here to be liberated by us because we've built up a lot of beautiful energies. So you can go ahead and unmute your phones and we can chant a call together. And inhale. A call. From Yogi Bhajan and the masters that are with us, that we can talk now. They want us to talk, to decompress. They're saying, good work, you did a lot of beautiful clearing. They're thanking us. And they're saying, okay, resume. You can talk now. Thank you, masters. They're enjoying us, we're enjoying them. It's a co-creation here with the higher realms. That was a lot. That was beautiful. I loved it. Thank you, everybody. I could really feel when you were clearing the midline, the energy just opened up. Clearing the midline for the death imprint. Could anybody else feel that? Yeah. That was powerful, huh?
So we first clear the midline, and then you breathe in and pull up on all of the chakras and reach up overhead, really stretching up, and then you shake out.
So just we clear the midline, and then after we clear the midline, you want to pull your energy from the root up to your third eye and projecting light out your third eye. And then let that go, and then reach your arms overhead and shake, and then just start shaking your whole body. You don't have to keep your arms over your head the whole time, but you start with the arms over the head. Then you shake the whole body to release the nervous system. And then you can dance, put on dancing music, and make sure you're moving the kundalini, the base of the spine with spinal flexes, and then the instructions were after that to take the message I'm getting is take at least a 10-minute walk, 10-11-minute walk, to connect with the earth after that. Go outside and connect with the earth.
Okay. Oh,
That's the instructions that we received from from the masters that be, from Yogi Bhajan today.
Those are wonderful instructions, yes. Thank you.
Good. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Wow. So does anybody else want to share how they're feeling? I'm feeling a lot of opening in my third eye, like world. worlds upon worlds or something. I'm not even sure what it is. Anybody else knowing anything?
Hi, Girl Karen. It's Tashpreet.
Oh, hi, Tashpreet. Hi.
Hi. I have to apologize. That was me. You were hearing all that noise. I was on foot and walking at the time and was listening. So all that was coming in, and I kept disconnecting and calling back. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here now.
Yeah, but I caught most of it, and I did have a chance to do the clearing, and I felt such strong energy coming into my third eye, as if it was just flowing in, and it allowed me to really deal with some things that I've been going through in the past couple of days too. I think I was feeling so much pressure. To get rid of so many negative things that all of a sudden seemed to be coming at me, and I kept trying to figure out why they were coming at this time, and it kind of helped me. Yeah.
So beautiful. Now you know why they're coming at you this time. We're definitely in the dark side of the moon here. We're in the deep into the earth, the subconscious. So yeah, that's why they're all coming through at this time. So if anybody has any urge to clean their closets out or things like that, that's the same energy.
Yeah, it's another thought I've been having to get rid of a lot of junk.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, that's all part of the same energy. Great. Yeah, so this is the time while we're in this Scorpio period. Beautiful, thank you. Anybody else want to share anything? Yeah, I'm still feeling these, as if you drop a pebble in the water and the rings just keep going out and out. I'm feeling these rings of light just go out and out and out, these spirals of light really, really filling the grid and just anchoring these frequencies in the grid. These frequencies are really opening up. Yeah. So what I'm thinking, we have a couple of minutes, what I'm thinking to close is we'll go ahead and chant to Guru Ram Dass, which is, of course, the energy of miracles, opening up to miracles through opening up to the heart chakra. So it's just creating miracles and moving into these higher frequencies and bringing them through onto the physical plane. Remember that the fifth dimension, when we start to get to the fifth dimension and above, we're beyond time and space. So we're in that space where things can happen really quickly, and the reason we have to prepare for it is because thoughts manifest really fast. So that's why we're going through this period of time to clear out things we need to forgive, or our closets, or death imprints, all those things we've been doing, so that when we're really in that space, 5D and beyond, that what we think about manifests around us really quickly. So we're going to, that's the space of miracles. That's part of being in these higher dimensions. And we've talked about this before, that people are noticing their thoughts are manifesting faster and faster. So we're going to go ahead and chant to Guru Ram Dass, who is the frequency of manifesting miracles on the planet. So if you have a specific miracle you want to come through in your life, whatever that happens to be, maybe it's anything from just clearing out your closet to getting healthy to whatever it happens to be, go ahead and breathe in and project that intention out your third eye right now. Okay. Now keep that intention, that light stream from your third eye. We're going to go ahead and chant to your Ram Dass for just about 4 minutes. 3 or 4 minutes. anchor in your intention and your physical body, ground it into the 1D iron core crystal of the planet. Exhale. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And inhale and stretch your arms above your head and shake it out. And exhale, let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. Great, great, wonderful session, everybody. I feel your love so much. Anybody else want to say anything before we sign up until next week? Miracles and gratitudes and blessings. Thank you, Arit. Yeah, I feel like we're all in kind of a floaty space. So, yep.
Like a vortex of light.
Yes.
It's a swirling of vortex. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I feel that too. It was a swirling vortex. Okay, so we'll all just keep swirling in this vortex, and as long as you want, forever, till next week, the rest of the day. We have our instructions from Master Yogi Bhajan. So I will look forward to connecting with everybody next week, which is November 16th, and until then, call me or email if you need me, or I'll see you on our Yahoo group.
Thank you. Thank you,
Melanie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Satnam. Love, everybody. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.